Hi guys, long time no see. Welcome to my podcast. I've been making these really personal ones so I can put on my spam because I don't want that many people listening to these ones because these ones are kind of like private, I guess. But like, if you're listening and you're not on my spam, then welcome. This is where I talk about pretty deep shiz. And yeah, today I'm going to talk about, I don't know, just random stuff, I guess, that's on my mind. The first thing I want to talk about was expectations, no. Dreams and realities. I'm pretty, wimpy person. But lately, I realized that I keep everything in. I stop telling people things. I have this new mindset of it's not gonna matter. It doesn't matter. But I'm starting to realize how unhealthy it is and how much it's affecting me. Because it's making me relapse. And some people don't understand what that means. I'm not gonna explain it, but it's okay to tell people, I guess. And I don't trust anyone, really. Like, I'll tell you stuff if it's relevant to tell. But I just don't like reaching out to people anymore. Because it's like, there's no point, you know? So, that happened. And I feel like when I relapse, it's the scariest thing ever. Because it's really, really deep and dark for me, and like, I don't know, it's just hard. I guess now it's getting harder as years go by, because the older I get, the more I think about things that are true but I shouldn't be thinking at this age, you know? So if you go through the same thing, just know that it's okay to relapse as long as you keep it under control, I guess, and you learn to do that over time. And then check up on your friends. Always check up on your friends, especially the ones that you love dearly, because you never know what they're going through, you know? That's why I try to check up on my friends as much as I can. And if I don't, I'm sorry. I try to send little cute messages to my friends, reminding them that I'm always going to be there for them. And if I don't do that for you, I'm so sorry. Just know that I'm trying and that you're in my thoughts. Because I never want my friends to feel like they have nobody in this world. Because for a fact, I know that I will always be there, I guess. Which is so cheesy and so cliche and so high school. But, like, that applies for life, though. Like, if we lose connections, I'm still gonna be there for you. There's no, if we don't talk, you're not allowed to talk to me. Like, that's just, I don't know who thinks that way. So, don't be scared, ever. I get how hard it is to reach out because I don't do it myself. But I think it's because I've depended on people so much that, like, it's just, I don't need it anymore, you know, because I've gotten so much help. Well, yeah, because I've been so dependent on people, and now I'm kind of like, I don't really need anyone, you know, and I don't know, it's just, if you're like me, and you don't want to tell people, and you don't like telling people, and you're just, like, keeping things to yourself, please be careful, because it's not easy. Like, it can definitely cause relapses. It can cause even worse things than if you just tell someone. Because I guarantee you, if you tell someone, it'll relieve it off your chest. Yeah. That's what I want to talk about. I also want to talk about, I don't know, that it's a big thing in my life right now. It's just trying to get through these 3 weeks of school and trying to stay okay, I guess. if that's the right word. I'm just stuck. Can't pass whatever's going on, and everything's just getting worse and worse. But it's okay, because it's just high school and it doesn't matter, you know? But what does matter is the friends that you have right now, because you never know when their last day is. And I've been watching a lot of documentaries on that. So please, please, please check up on your friends and make sure they're okay, because you never know what's gonna happen. Oh, it's only been 5 minutes. Hello? Today, I also realized that don't get stepped on. Don't let other people take advantage of you. I find that really, really annoying, really rude if you do that. Like, I guess if you notice someone is not doing well and you take advantage of that, that's so fucked up. I'm sorry for swearing, but it really is. I can't imagine a world where, or no, I can't imagine it, because it's happened to me, where I was just so done, so out of it, so hurt, so much pain, that someone used it against, or used it to their advantage. They saw how much I was hurting, and they tried to give me peace and happiness, but ended up taking that away, even, or more of it away than what they were giving me, because they wanted them to feel satisfied. They wanted to be happy, which isn't cool at all. And like, if you see that one of your friends is just not acting the same, don't stay quiet, please. The girl, oh, shouldn't expose that, but there's this one girl that I know and I sit next to, and she's not doing very well. And she told me that no one has asked her if she was okay or if everything's going all right except for me. And I probably might have saved her life because of it. If you know, you know. I'm not going to explain that story because it's not my story to tell. But if you know, because I told you, then you know. But I was the only one that said something. And I know people knew. But they didn't say anything because they were scared. You could be the one saving that girl's life, you know. It's crazy how unopen-minded people are. Like, I get it if you don't know what to say. That's why I wrote a note, because I didn't know how to approach her. But, like, I don't know what's wrong with our world. It's just messed up, where people notice something and won't say anything about it, especially when it's a life or death situation. Ew, I hate when I do that, when I start, like, pronouncing things weird, you know? But please, check up on your friends, because I can't believe no one checked up on her, and how obvious the signs were, you know? And it hurts me to know that. And if you are going through stuff, I get that you don't want to reach out or anything. I totally understand. But if it gets to the level where it's dangerous, please, please, please. It's just hurts me knowing that people go through that every single day, contemplating life or death, you know. And I know this is deep and dark, but it's just real world problems that has heightened as years go by. And it's just structured me into this person of, I don't need to tell anyone, because it's just stupid things that go away, and I probably will, honestly. In like 5 years, I'll forget about this. That's why I don't make it a big deal anymore, and I don't go straight to people, but try to resolve them myself, which sometimes doesn't work, and sometimes makes me relapse into things that I shouldn't relapse into, but it's not like anyone will notice, you know? No one notices these little things, but it's okay, because it's just not gonna matter in a couple years, I guess. So, it's been 10 minutes, I'm tired, I just wanted to make this little thing because it's been on my mind. If you guys, I want to try to start some mental health studies funds, or like, I want to make a club where we just talk ways that we could, honestly, whatever happens, happens next year, but I'm just burned out, and I'm done, basically, with everything. Just so burned out. But hopefully, tomorrow's Monday, get back on the grind, get back on my better eating grind. And yeah, let's do it. See you guys next time.